T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Raziel.
Oh.
The great.
Yep.
Any news on Terry's neck?
Hmm.
Not going to read the second part of that. His neck is apparently week to week. I think I saw Iris say that they were going to reevaluate in a week's time, so he wouldn't be even close, I think, until game 3, which thankfully for the first round, there is breaks between
right?
1, 2, and 3.
Isn't the next game Wednesday or something
next
like that?
Next game is Wednesday.
That's crazy.
So I don't think he'll be back for then. Maybe. Game 3, but Spo did, like, I will say, you know, Spo, who doesn't hint much on this stuff, Spo keeps saying, like, he mentioned, like, with Jimmy Butler, who he was like, you know, he was gutted for Jimmy, but he's like, but also for Terry, and I was like, that's not a great sign.
Okay.
Didn't make it sound like Terry Rozier was anywhere close to
I thought you were
going to
give me good news.
No, I don't have good news on it. I don't really know.
That is unfortunate.
But it doesn't sound great with Terry. Now, Terry was on the bench in a play-in game. But yeah, I don't know, dude. He is apparently week to week. I saw Barry said that it wasn't career threatening, so that's good.
Okay, great.
Because you always got to be careful with neck injuries. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything positive to say on Terry Rozier. We don't really know, and
that hurts.
But apparently, I don't even think you should even try to expect him to play up until maybe the back end of this. He could extend this series, maybe, I think, is the way it goes. Maybe. But that starts with them having to get one on the road on Wednesday, take these 2 days. And I do think that Spo, you know, you give him a couple days to adjust to things. Certainly need a better performance from Tyler Hero. You have to, you know, and I am curious, is this, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Does Spo play with the idea of tinkering with the starting lineup? But I also think that depends on how healthy and what workload can Duncan Robinson put out there. I think that's a big part of it as well. Like, if Duncan Robinson is fine, and he looked better the Friday game, like, health-wise, just running around, getting open, certainly looked more like himself. But I don't know, with traveling to Boston and the tight turnaround, I don't know if that has any effect on him. I would certainly say with 2 days off, that would make it look about a lot better. Like, Tyler was making this point. Do you have that on him, on having more energy for this next game coming up on Wednesday because he felt like, you know, that the Heat should definitely feel have a little more juice to them coming into game two than they did in this first game.
Yes.
You don't have it. Why don't you just nod?
No, I don't think that had an impact at all. If anything, we should have been coming out with more energy and fire from the beginning since we've been playing. They were resting for almost a week, so I think that was more of on our part. You know, we just pretty much played in a playoff game 2 days ago, and we didn't bring that same energy and that same force to tonight that we did in against Chicago.
Well, that's because you were playing Chicago.
Well, yeah,
I mean, there's your big difference. You were playing
at home against Chicago.
You're playing Chicago. Like that's there's going to be a difference there when it's Chicago, sitting there. And I will say though, that Chicago, man, they send a lot of media. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. You guys, for four games under 500, you guys are still rolling in here.
So oh, that's right. You gave that cameraman a concussion, right?
Well, that guy was a local guy.
Oh.
He was a Palm Beach cameraman, but.
Poor thing.
Right on the head. So multiple knocks on the head for him.
So great.
He deserved it.
He did it on purpose.
A bunch of Johnny-come-latelys.
Yeah, true.
Get out of here. Meanwhile, get to the rest of our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks again.
Where is Leroy?
Don't know.
I felt like the last segment or last hour when he was telling us that he had evidence against his roofers or something like that, that was like a good crowning moment. I didn't realize that he was going to take him to trial immediately right after. So
Leroy needs like a ring light so he can just immediately pipe in on the microphone immediately for delivery.
Leave some messages.
Yeah, that's what he needs to get going.
I would actually. I'm kind of interested in what he's always doing, so I would prefer a cameraman to follow him around the house instead. I just want to see now, who is he yelling at? Is he capturing his dog? Has he forgotten all concept of time and is currently eating a sandwich? You never know with Leroy. Is he hopped up on the iced coffee he had?
Definitely.
It's true. You never really know with Leroy.
He definitely is.
I walked away from him for a couple seconds, and when I come back on Saturday, he's giving relationship advice to my friends.
There you go.
Wow.
Very random.
Words of wisdom. That's what he's got for everybody.
I'll trust him. I'll take his words.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Leroy, can you go to a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover?
You sure can.
Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Got to tell you, all these beautiful days of sun and light breezes have since gone away. It's mostly cloudy, rain showers, and I can see the sun poking in. winds are coming out of the west. I would say, man, the clouds are moving faster than my trees. I would say it's about 10, 15 miles an hour. But on Earth, it looks like it's only like 5 miles an hour. Other than that, I would look for showers to continue because it does look like we have that kind of breeze.
It's thundering.
Is it 85? It just stopped raining over here too. Got to be like 85 degrees, if not warmer.
How'd you do, Frog Boy?
85 degrees, winds out of the northwest, 10 miles per hour. Indeed, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms with a small possibility of hail.
Hail?
What?
Yeah, indeed.
Hail?
Yes, as in all hail the
Hail's
Miami
not
heat.
Real.
What?
It's fake.
Dude. What?
Every time everybody's like, oh, hail. I'm like, when have you actually seen hail?
I've actually seen hail.
I've seen hail.
When have you seen hail? When?
I've seen hail.
You haven't seen no hail.
When I was young.
What is hail?
Hail
ice?
Hail is last second of the game. You just throw a ball up.
That's a Hail Mary, jackass.
Same thing.
Speaking of hail, Jimmy Butler sounds like his knee is in hail because Shams this morning... did not give a great diagnosis as where things are with Jimmy Butler's injury, saying that it sounds like it's going to be at least a month or more should the Heat be able to advance. This was Shams today on FanDuel TV.
Loud Shams, this is another giant superstar. Unfortunately for him, his team was not able to get a win in his absence. Do we see Jimmy Butler at all in this series potentially?
Michelle, it's crazy to me that Jimmy Butler played three quarters with what I'm hearing now was a severe MCL sprain. He is not going to be back in this series. This is a rehab that's going to go at least 1 month, could be 2 months of rehab. This is something that Jimmy Butler is going to have to work on. It's seriously remarkable to me that he played three quarters on this injury. They identified it essentially in the 12 hours after the game. They knew what he had suffered. Thankfully for him, it wasn't the ACL. It wasn't a meniscus. But even if the Heat were to advance in this first round somehow, it's still very, you know, his postseason availability very much up in the air. But I think, I'm still stunned. The more I hear about it, the more I think about it, that he played through that. And now he is, you know, beginning rehab.
Jeez. All right. Well, not great. Thanks, Shams.
I mean, you had to know.
He lies. I can't trust
like,
him.
No, he but lies. You, like, what did, lies. What does what that did mean? You, what did, wait, what did you think
oh, no, what's going man, on I with was him? Hoping if we could dog this one out, he'd be back for round two.
Yeah. Still possible.
Really? Like, did you?
No Jimmy for the playoffs.
We'll be nice. We'll take this one to seven. Here.
I love the way you guys think with your hope and not base your opinion on what you see.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler, he's tough. You just heard it. You just heard it right there. He's talking.
You could be the toughest man in the world, okay? But guess what? Guess when the real injury comes out? When you go to sleep and get up the next morning.
No.
Right? So if he was walking that bad, leaving the arena, what do you think a night's sleep and getting up in the morning that thing looked like?
Brutal. Stings.
I love the way you say, oh, it's only an MCL.
Well, you didn't even know it was an MCL last week, dude. You thought it was an ACL. You terrified me.
Yeah.
You're like, he's not going to be back till January. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Okay. Just listen. I'm not going to give any prognosis or whatever. Watch how long it is before they say Jimmy Butler is doing basketball stuff
again. For an MCL?
Watch how.
He's not going to be back for the regular season?
Dude, what are you? Okay, Mr. Deadfoot, what do you think a basketball player on any type of knee injury is going to look like?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm looking at Joel Embiid, nothing good.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler's not 7'2".
Oof. I mean, every time he walks down, I think I really do think it's curtains for him every time he goes up and down the court. Joel Embiid, not Jimmy Butler.
Right, but then okay.
By the way, do they take stuff out of his meniscus? Like, do they take his meniscus out for the surgery?
You can't take it out.
What do you mean you can take it out? Don't they snip it? That's what happened to D-Wade.
You clear it out.
You snip it, but depending on how much you have to cut, it determines how serious it is. I had the same thing just recently.
And then it's bone on bone.
Right. And that's bone on bone is the worst possible scenario. Because you can't, like, you can't, it's flip a coin on how you feel.
Brutal.
Yeah. Anyway. So, like, no, it's not. No, like, you guys, stop it with that. I love the way, like, oh, he should be back in a couple of weeks.
Nobody said he should be back. I was just wondering, when could he be back? I didn't realize this was going to be something where he's probably toast for the playoffs, even if the Heat were able to advance.
Yes.
When we advance.
Because, like, 2 months puts you at the end of June, and that's over. That means the season's over.
That's what exactly. This guy lies, dude.
What do you mean he lies?
This is setting it up perfectly. A lot of times, you know, these injuries happen towards the end, and your star player ends up missing the finals. No, we're getting the exact opposite. We're going to take this series to 7 to buy a little extra time. If not, we just gentlemen sweep them, you know? And you can't gentlemen sweep them without giving up one game. I mean, come on, Boston. It's the first time you've won a game one against the Heat since 2010. Grow up. Anyway, once we get past that, Jimmy Butler's going to return right in time for the finals. It's a Cinderella story. Everyone's going to be crying. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait.
I mean, if we were to do that, that'd be probably like the middle of June. I mean, it's not impossible. He did say just not a month. I mean, it'd be like 6 weeks, you know? So
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I mean, if we could just push it, because once we get past Boston, we're basically cakewalking through the East.
Look at that.
Here's what's amazing.
Look at that.
I have two knuckleheads determining an injury in which they've never had and an injury that requires a lot of jumping and running around.
Yeah, but he's rehabbing. He's not getting surgery.
He's maniacal, too.
So if he's rehabbing, that
means... Listen, if you have rehab instead of surgery, that does, depending on what you would have to do, that does, you know, speed up the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the process is still going to be a minute. So just stop it with that.
I'm not stopping anything. Like, I didn't start anything. I was just getting some clarification. Now, if I could only get Shams to give us an update on Terry Rozier's neck.
Wow. Yeah, I need something on that.
You know, if we could get something there.
I don't even remember when he heard it, to be honest. It's been so long, I feel.
When did Terry Rozier heard it?
Yeah.
I think he heard it against Houston. It happened in the game before the Pacers game.
Wow. That was, I mean, he's already been down a couple weeks. I hope it's not too much longer. Yesterday, one of the things that I saw is once Tyler Hero, you know, got into his shell as they approached him with a double team, the one thing I was thinking is of all these people that we have on the court right now, really no one can create their own shot other than Terry Rozier and maybe Nikola. But it was a rough watch, man. Without Scary Terry, without Jimmy Butler.
It's a lot of firepower gone.
It is a rough watch.
And a Duncan Robinson who we're not quite sure how healthy
correct,
he is.
Correct.
And
but we just assumed he was just going to bounce right back after a couple of games, too.
He looked better. He looked better on Friday, but I don't know what the travel did to him. It's tough to know. Here. It's hard to say.
Can I
a legal error?
Can I just say this? Okay. Looking good and being able to play good are two different things, right? You can go out there and run around and make yourself look like you're doing basketball stuff, but it's a whole nother level to actually be able to perform with your injury. And so you guys are like, oh, it looked like he was moving around. Like, come on, stop. Stop. I know what you want. You would like everybody healthy. Hell, so would I. But the reality of it is that you got guys who are banged up, right? Jimmy Butler ain't coming through that door. Stop acting like, oh, we're reaching
not
till
June
six.
At least. You know, yeah, I agree with you.
If we can get to game six,
if we could get to a game six in the Eastern Conference Finals, possibly.
Look at that.
I promise you, you won't hear Jimmy Butler doing basketball stuff till June or July.
July?
Okay. Yeah.
What if we advance here, right? And then all of a sudden.
You can't play games with injuries like this. They linger.
Yeah, but even if we have to deal with the cranberries, dude, like all I'm saying is we could also come through as long as we get through this. And then it's a cakewalk, right? Because we're going to end up with, like, what, Cavs magic? Pfft, come on.
Easy.
So we get through that easily, right? And then we're at the Eastern Conference Finals, probably against the Knicks. And it's like, hey, we get through the Knicks. All we got to do is, like, get this to, like, 6-7. And then all of a sudden, we're going to start hearing by game four, hey, here, Jimbo. All of a sudden, little pep in the step.
And you're basing this off of what?
Just feel.
I like it.
So now it's three.
You can't rule it out. I'm not ready to rule it out yet. I think you're probably
not ready to rule it out.
I'm not ready to rule it out. You can't count out Jimmy Buckets. You know, there's we've already.
I'm not counting out Jimmy Buckets. I'm counting out Jimmy Buckets' knee.
No, you don't want to do that because you've heard of how playoff Jimmy.
Okay. This is not a hate. This is like, dude. It's not as simple as you guys are making it.
Okay, but you know about playoff Jimmy? Now we got rehab Jimmy. Rehab Jimmy is going to attack this day. We're talking.
I'm Debbie Downer. No, he'll be back next week.
I'm just saying, like, you idiots.
He'll be back next week. No. We'll wait for Jimmy next week. Just get us a game five and Jimmy will return. That's what you want to hear? That's dumb.
Okay,
stupid.
What if we put him on the pool treadmill? All right, take the pressure off. Right, a little zero gravity. You know, just get the blood flowing.
That's good.
No, that's good.
Like a horse, dude. He is our horse. He's our lead pony.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You saw what he did in that commercial. He's very one with horses.
Yep.
The horse was doing all the work. He was riding the horse.
He dunked from the free throw line.
What if we allow Jimmy Butler to
play? The horse does what you tell the horse to do.
Would the league be against him actually playing on horseback?
You're onto something there, buddy.
This was all a sign.
You're right. You're right, RVA Richie. Meep, meep. Mm. It's going to meep, meep.
Mm. What do you mean?
That's what you do. Mm. You guys are like...
Take a quick break. Play a little All Right, All No to close things out after this.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to a little All Right, Oh No to close out our Monday. If you missed any of today's show, get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms and on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You guys can listen to us on demand there. Use the rewind feature. If you guys want to watch the show, you guys can go back on Twitch and on YouTube. We got our clips up there on demand, so you guys can watch that there as well. You guys can go watch the full broadcast. Go subscribe today, Miami 560 WQAM today on YouTube and on Twitch. Ooh, we're doing a live mock draft right now, and they just did the Dolphins pick on the NFL Network. The Miami Dolphins select Jackson Powers Johnson. He's got to be the most popular mock draft pick I've seen out of everybody that's fallen to the Dolphins at 21.
He's got a cool name.
He does have a cool name. JPJ.
Jackson Powers Johnson. I like it.
But now, you know, maybe I want a Graham Barton. Duke Intangibles.
Thick neck.
Am I all right? Come on, you already know. Sergei Bobrovsky.
All right.
Big time saves. Didn't need to do many yesterday, but he needs some important ones. They all matter against that Lightning team. We're going to be tough to kill. Kucherov, Vasilevsky. I mean, just still giving you a heart attack. You know, Panthers probably should have been up like 4-0 yesterday. This guy,
Vasilevsky, that dude. Woo!
Tough to get by him. It's going to take everything to kill these rivals. But thankfully, you got a great game from Bob yesterday. You got your timely goals. So he gets my all right. My oh no! Pains me. Boy Wonder.
Orlando.
I need more from you, dude. I need more. This is your moment, Tyler. This is your moment. You got to go out there. You got to start draining threes. You're not going to. Hey, you're not going to let somebody else be top intangibles on the floor, are you? Sam Hauser? You're going to let that happen in Boston, Tyler? That can't happen. You can't allow Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser to outplay you, okay? That can't happen, Tyler, all right? If you're really serious, I want to be untouchable. I want to perform on the stage. You got to start by not getting outperformed by Pritchard and Hauser. He's my own no. Leroy?
Oh, no! Hey,
I think I'm going to give a little love to the Pinks.
Oh, the Pinks!
Everybody's... Everybody's participating. We don't have any leaves of absence for whatever's going on in the world. And they play pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered a hat trick? Assist and two goals?
I don't
know. Bro, that's a brace. When you only score two goals, that is known as a brace.
Oh, because I know in hockey they count all of them, right? Assist.
Yeah.
No, you don't get a hat trick unless you score goals.
Oh, right. Look at that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, kudos to Messi and Suarez and all them guys, because I mean the way they've been playing around the world, they should make mincemeat of the MLS. About Busquets. Right?
All
right. Right. Busquets.
He put the biscuit in the Busquets.
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he?
Okay.
I gave one to Scalabrini.
Bum.
I got to give one to Big Perk.
Oh, no.
That's
you
true.
Can't go from one time saying they don't want that smoke to the next line saying, I don't think they could score. They could go 100% and still lose. Right? Make up your mind.
This
right? You can at least keep it political.
Let me just tell you something right now, Leroy. If the Heat win game two, all right, if I hear Dem Goons from Miami.
Oh, God.
If I hear that. If I hear that. If I hear that from Perk after saying that the Heat could go hundy-hundy and not win a game, if I hear Dem Goons from Miami after they even up this series, I'm going to be hot. All right? You be forewarned. Keep your Shamrock undies on there, Perk.
Yeah.
I don't want any of your support. Never did, never will.
I really
don't want to see any of those shirts that say it either.
Yeah. No more shirts. No more merch. Take your loss from the 2012 finals?
Yep.
And get out of here!
D-Wade dunking on your head, dude. Boom. What do you got, J-Fig?
Well, I think you guys should also give some love to the Marlins. They're doing what they can. Okay.
All right. Hey, they're doing what they can.
They're doing what they can.
I would have gave them more if they would have did that at home, and I would have got a Whopper Jr.
True.
You can get one right now, okay?
No, you can't.
They didn't win at home.
Not for the
doing
freeze.
Doing what they can.
They're trying their best.
Let's go, guys. You're trying really hard. Get them. Way to go.
AJ Puck still stinks, though.
Yeah,
way to go, Jazz! Way to go!
You may be onto something with that fade the puck.
If they put him out there for another start, I'm whatever. I can bet the mortgage against him. He's gonna give up bombs.
Oh, you know if you do that, he's gonna throw a no hitter, right?
Win-win.
All right. So the Marlins doing what they can.
My all right also goes to everyone who attended my party.
Oh,
Leroy.
Robbie.
By the way, my first comments to Jay Fig was, your ass should never be late. It did not take me that long to get here.
First of all, he's out here doing math on a weekend, okay?
True.
Weekend when were no there one
trains? Did you run into any trains?
Why are you out here doing math on the weekend?
You run into any
It's a big difference, okay? There's no school on the weekend. There's no traffic on
you
the weekend.
You could argue driving down that south on a Saturday is harder than getting to work.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's still crazy.
Crazy.
boom, 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 boom. 35 minutes.
And then, after that, he goes and mentions, but I did have to go ahead and put gas.
At the halfway point, I had to stop and refuel.
Exactly. Like, how does that make any sense?
What
anyway, your own I really did appreciate him being there and the way that my friend decorated my household with
the twins.
They're not twins.
How friendly your mom's friend was.
Yeah, I posted all their information online. They did an amazing job with all the balloons and whatnot. And the oh no for me is you bums for not showing up.
Oh! Yeah, I was working.
Call off.
Bum.
Call off.
You're right.
Call off.
Hey, sorry there, boss. I got to be at J Fig's birthday.
When you're right, you're right.
Exactly. It's a valid excuse.
Wait, what was on the menu?
Everything. Dude. Oh, hey.
I should have called
off. Let me tell you. Hey, let me tell you. We had a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Little meatballs, little sausages.
Yeah.
And some...
Leroy loves sausage.
Yeah. Oh, I put some sausage up. And all kinds of stuff, including...
Pastelitos.
The biggest cake I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Dude, we it was still about have this. Half. Do you guys want some cake? I can bring some tomorrow.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, you still so have some? Cake. The cake was this tall.
Mm, wow.
And she goes, it's part
four
red
layers.
Velvet,
yeah.
half.
It was red velvet on top and chocolate chip on the bottom.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
I was going to judge you for still having an exotic cake at the age that you've reached, but that sounds great.
No, it wasn't an exotic cake. It was just a big one.
Double flavors is exotic to me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What do you got, Frog Boy, for All Right or No? I'm going to start with my oh no because it's shorter. I couldn't help but say oh no as I watched Damian Lillard put up 35 points in the first half of his game.
What did he end up with?
Oh, just 35?
No. I just ended up with 35. Completely That's disappeared it. In the second half. May have dodged a bullet. But we could have used that 35 in the first half as I watched my team struggle to put up a basket. So that was rough. But my all right. Oh, my. All right. We've been watching and monitoring this situation for the past 2 to 3 weeks. I even sent a text out at, I believe it was 1 a.m. to you guys in concern or in reference to this. Drizzy Aubrey Graham Drake.
Oh,
he has done it again. He has done it again. A new entry into the beef, which I think was a knockout blow. But this is a little weird, though. I almost feel as if Kendrick Lamar was getting patched up in his corner after the first round. And as he was getting patched up in his corner, before the bell rang again, Drake stormed to the other side and knocked him out as he was on his stool. Is that legal? You're not allowed to do that, I'm assuming, right?
No, that's like Million Dollar Baby when that happened.
What has this beef gone to? What's going on?
The reason I feel that way is because this past weekend, as we still await a response from Kendrick Lamar, Drake decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and double up on my attack then while I wait for your response. Now, a lot of accusations came out in regards to Drake's first diss that it was AI.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Drake do? He utilizes AI to write a verse and perform it in the voice of Tupac and in the voice of Snoop Dogg.
So the AI wrote the lyrics and he impersonated Snoop Dogg?
No, he wrote the lyrics and then rapped them and AI turned
his voice. Are we sure that the AI didn't rap them?
So eventually it fades off in the middle of the song and goes back to Drake's normal voice.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe someone else wrote it. Who knows? Just the idea of utilizing the two biggest names in West Coast rap to taunt Kendrick Lamar was amazing. But if that wasn't enough.
Snoop weigh in on this?
Snoop was like, what the hell just happened? Because he hears his voice on a song that he clearly didn't rap on, and he's very confused by the whole situation because he's old. Man. But it's great to see his confusion. Mm. Also, it was 420. Snoop was a little busy.
Fair.
In addition to that, the song ends with a few bars dedicated to the fact that now that Kendrick Lamar has waited this long, he unfortunately will never win because Taylor Swift dropped her album on Friday. Therefore, even if Kendrick Lamar responds, he will never be number one unless he asks Taylor Swift for permission.
Interesting.
Therefore,
is Drake number one?
Drake is not number one. Drake had a number one prior to Taylor Swift. But once Taylor Swift comes out, Taylor Swift's going to be on top for quite some time now.
Therefore, even if Kendrick comes out with a song, too little, too late, damage is done. Drake wins. Huh. Get over it, dude. He gets my all right.
Is there any part of you that feels like all of this is wrestling?
Yeah, and wrestling's been good recently, too.
That's literally.
Yeah, it is wrestling.
Like, they're all just doing this for business.
Yeah, probably.
Well, why would Drake do it for business? He don't need the business.
That's true.
Because the rich like being rich, Leroy, and the famous love fame.
He likes being relevant, too.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Chris Brown came out with a diss track towards one of the Migos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he is.
It's kind of a niche beef. Why?
I don't even know what happened with this.
So everybody's just into beef now.
Is everyone so angry?
Everyone's into beef now, and it seems like things are heating up.
Who's Art God Savvy beefing with?
Tobes.
Why?
No, you know what you did.
What did I do?
You know what you did.
What did I do?
I know you wrote that article. No one uses cat bird seat.
I swear to God, why would I do it on the Cardinals?
That's the same thing I thought, but that's exactly what you want me to think.
If I was going to do it, I would say the Dolphins are in the cat bird seat.
Oh, yeah.
To get the best.
Yeah, but do you realize that that article, where you photoshopped it, by the way.
Whoa.
The background is whiter than the actual rest of the article.
I swear. I'll look at it right now. I'll get it right now. Look, I'm on the ESPN something. App.
Yeah.
This is Adam Schefter.
Let me see.
You can see. Don't act like you can't see.
Look how quickly he pulled that
now
up.
Adam Schefter. Now watch.
Pull that up really quickly.
Look.
He photoshopped every page.
Wow, this is impressive.
Also, I photoshopped an entire article.
You put ads on there,
you
too.
Did.
Really good. Nice touch there,
as
buddy.
As you can see.
Look, why did it go down? Why did the screen go down like that?
I had a fat thumb. Okay. As you can see.
Guilty.
Mm. I would never lie. Adam Schefter would never lie either.
Schefty.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, actually, I don't think that is true. I think he's been caught something. You know what? Let's just move on. Everybody, that's our show for today, everybody. Mm. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hope you mother have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.